This is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, red flag warnings now in effect in parts of the Bay Area. Good afternoon. I'm Amanda Starantino.
And I'm on Keys. Let's get right to First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch with more on this.
All right. Well, let's start off with current temperatures. Right now, we're above average this week. Current temperatures just in Livermore, 82, 81 in Concord. Daytime highs today, still expecting to get up into the upper 80s, even some 90s. But the big weather story for us right now, it's this red flag warning. We dealt with this last week, and this is a repeat of that. We're dealing with offshore winds, and that's very, very bad for a multitude of reasons, actually. We're drying up a lot. Relative humidity is dropping down to around 5%. And with that in mind, let's just get straight into what we can expect heading into this afternoon. Notice that we're mostly around 15% near Vacaville today, but by tomorrow we drop down to around 9% just in the afternoon. We dry up significantly and we're dealing with winds gusting anywhere up to 35 miles per hour. We'll have more on that coming up in the full forecast, but for now, back to you.
All right, Jessica, thank you. Chopper 5 over the aftermath of a 2-alarm fire at a condo complex in Marin County. A short time ago, fire crews appeared to be assessing the damage there on a roof. Now, this is on South Eliseo Drive along the Corte Madera Creek in Larkspur. A fire chief tells the Marin IJ as many as 15 people may have been displaced. That fire broke out around 10 in the morning and crews put out most of the flames by 11. Damage was contained to 2 units. The Quail Fire in Solano County is now 90% contained. It's burned around 135 acres so far since it started Saturday near Vacaville. No evacuation orders are in place right now. It's burning in the same area as the 2020 lightning fires. Neighbors tell KPIX 5 this latest fire was started by a weed whacker. No confirmation from officials on that. Well, just one win. That's all Golden State needs to get back to the NBA Finals.
The Warriors really hitting their stride at the perfect time of the season. They are up 3-0 on the Dallas Mavericks after winning last night 109-100. The peak of that game, this dunk right there. Boom. Yep. Andrew Wiggins really was the dunk felt around the world. It almost didn't count. The refs first called a foul on Wiggins before a successful challenge. Thrive City was alive and well for game three. The energy from the fans may be fueling the Dubs while they're all the way in Dallas.
They have yet to come to a game where they have lost. I've always came to a game and they won.
You're a lucky charm.
Yes. My streak is still going strong.
Game four tomorrow night at 6. If Golden State wins, they are on to the finals.
This Warriors mega fan prayed for a game three win last night, and thankfully he got what he wanted. He says the team has gotten him through many hardships in life. KPIX 5 reporter Dal Lin made a visit to his famously painted blue and gold West Oakland home.
There are a lot of Warriors fans across the globe, but this may be the only fan who painted his house blue and golden yellow.
It's a house that stands out along 35th Street in West Oakland near a 580 freeway entrance. Aside from the Warriors team colors, a handful of flags draped the front of the house. The Warriors come out to play. Even Stephen Curry appeared in a music video filmed in front of the house. Curry even played a role in saving the house when homeowner Loy Cannamore faced foreclosure 2 years ago. Loy says he is proud to showcase his love for the Warriors.
Oh, that made me be the ultimate Warrior.
As the Warriors prepared for game three,
hallelujah.
Loy spent the morning at his church, Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church, to pray for a win. He says, don't underestimate the power of prayers.
Thank you. Every day. You give me more superpowers. I got God in me, so then I can be around some good people. You know, they give me more superpowers.
He believes church and Warriors basketball have helped him through many tragedies over the years. The loss of his teenage son to cancer, the deaths of his two brothers in 2016, and the passing of his mother in 2019.
Some stuff he was going through that at the time, and sports is what he leaned on. He watched the games to get away from all the negative things.
Loy says watching the game gives him an escape from all the pain.
You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I prayed through.
He admits life is far from perfect, but the lessons from church have helped him stay grounded.
We gotta stay focused. Stay humble.
And that's also his message for the Warriors. Stay focused and play with toughness.
Oh, we're going to win it. I'm ready for the parade.
Go to state. Go to state.
In West Oakland, I'm Don Lane, KPIX 5.
And new at noon, we're going to take a quick check on the big board. Dow's up in the green, 650 points. And a South Bay lawmaker is highlighting the costs of gun violence. Santa Clara County Supervisor Cindy Chavez says gun-related incidents are costing the county $72 million a year. She is basing that figure on an interim report on the public costs. This includes the response by police and paramedics, medical care, and criminal justice proceedings.
A very critical point.
And here is a live look at a news conference with Supervisor Chavez and an assistant DA. Chavez, who is running for mayor of San Jose, backs a measure to better regulate the possession, sale, and assembly of firearms.
And in San Francisco, the DA is joining a lawsuit aimed at stopping the sale of ghost gun kits in California. Chase Boudin says kits designed for home assembly often do not meet safety standards. Those guns also do not have serial numbers and can be used to evade background checks. A lawsuit filed on Friday seeks a preliminary injunction against several manufacturers and retailers. Attorney General Rob Bonta is a co-plaintiff along with the Giffords Law Center. Now to the coronavirus. Pfizer reports encouraging results from vaccinations of small children. The drug maker says three child-sized doses generated a strong immune response in kids between 6 months and 5 years old. The Pfizer trial involved nearly 1,700 children who got a third dose during the Omicron surge. The FDA plans to meet next month about authorizing vaccines for young kids.
Students in Berkeley Public Schools are masking up in class again. KPX5's Justin Andrews now on what that adjustment will be like.
Masking up in many places is no longer a requirement, but students and teachers will be whipping out those masks again in the Berkeley School District. Superintendent Brent Stevens told us this was a recommendation by the city's health officer because of the high levels of COVID in the school community. COVID cases got so badly recently, the district has been able to only cover half of the teacher absences with substitute teachers. The district is also requiring masking at all indoor school events, even when they are off campus. Superintendent Stevens asked district staff to move back to Zoom meetings when possible and move scheduled indoor events outdoors.
There are a set of mitigations that have been in place and continue to be in place during this surge. And that includes ample availability of testing. We're taking the extra step of sending home at-home test kits with all of our seniors. And asking that they test prior to their participation in graduation activities.
Students will have to wear those masks indoors through the end of the school year. Again, masks will be required even during graduation ceremonies. In the newsroom, Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
Well, a national shortage of baby formula could begin to ease this week. An Air Force cargo plane flew from Europe to Indiana yesterday, carrying 39 tons of formula, enough to fill more than 500,000 bottles. The specialty formula for babies with allergies to cow's milk was manufactured in Switzerland. Distribution to hospitals and clinics is now underway. A second flight with more formula is scheduled to leave Germany soon.